We're talking tournament action, though, all day long. We are joined now by the head basketball coach at Wofford, 17th season as head coach. Sporting News, National Coach of the Year this season. Southern Conference Coach of the Year, four times in the last decade alone. He led Wofford to their first NCAA tournament win in school history yesterday. It was a big one. Another enormous opportunity coming up tomorrow. They take on Kentucky, 2:40 p.m. on CBS. Mike Young is the head coach of Wofford. Mike, great to have you back. Congrats. Nice to have you on. How are you?
Jim, I'm awesome. My team is playing again tomorrow. I get a chance to go over and practice here in just a minute. We won our 30th game of the year. So much fun, and thankful for the opportunity.
My man, it's great. I'm so happy for you. You know, when you and I spoke last month, we talked about the very good feeling you had about this team and what it might do, that it might do something special. Then you go out and you beat Seton Hall 84-68, the first NCAA tournament win in school history. I know you feel great. How special was that moment, and what was it like to celebrate with your fans and your team?
The best. I mean, the ultimate. You know, we're up, I think, 10 at the half. We've done a really nice job with the special player Miles Powell. We knew they would come back. They did. They took the lead in the second half. But as this team has done so many times throughout the course of the season, they just hang in there and keep chipping away at it. And then, you know, the sky opens and Fletcher McGee got a couple down. Nathan Hoover hit a couple of huge shots for us. We defended at a high level and found a way to get out of there with an enormous win. Hard to win in that thing, Jim. I mean, you're playing really good people, and you know, not a lot of familiarity. A lot of times, we knew nothing about Seton Hall, to be frank. When you know, selection show came around on Sunday, but a special night for our team, our program, our city, and couldn't be more happy.
Mike, it is hard to win in that thing. It's the hardest thing in the world to win in that thing. And as you mentioned, you were up at 10 at halftime, but then Seton Hall went on their run. They took a lead with under 8 minutes to go, but there was absolutely no sign of panic among your guys. What's that say about your team?
Well, I think it says, you know, the poise and, you know, toughness that they continue to show. And I think that is a reflection of, you know, having players in all classes, you know, the three seniors, and Hoover's in the junior class. Storm Murphy's played a lot of basketball here as a sophomore. Never one time in that environment, on that platform, was there ever a look in their eye like, we got a problem here. It was, you know, next play, what's next? You know, let's string together a couple of stops. We know we're going to score. That's never been an issue. With this team, we're going to score enough to win. Can we defend and rebound? And we did that when it mattered most and, you know, helped us win another game.
Wofford advances. Their head coach, Mike Young, is my guest. Fletcher McGee had 7 threes yesterday. He broke the career record. I'll get to that, Mike, in one moment. But as you've said before, quote, he can shoot the snot out of it. How big were his threes in the final 8 minutes?
Oh, gosh. And I know Coach Willard, who's a terrific coach. I know he's just sick. So they've done a nice job with him. They went to their matchup, and they were really marking him. They would stay with him as he would cut along the baseline or cut over the top. And, you know, we just ran something we haven't run in a while. We got him behind the screen. He buried one. And that kind of ignited, you know, several things that spun off of that. And then, you know, I've seen it so many times throughout his career. He gets off screens better, and it just, you know, a remarkable player. You have a guy like that, I mean, you can do a lot of neat things with it. It's not that hard. He is, he's a special man.
We're talking to Mike Young. You know, Mike, it was not just Fletcher either. You mentioned Willard, Kevin Willard. He also was hyping Cameron Jackson before that game, and Jackson went off for 14 points and 10 rebounds. Willard said after the game, Mike, and I quote, "My biggest fear came true was that Jackson was going to take over the game. I thought the biggest difference in the game was, A, we turned the ball over. B, early in the game, he settled them down. He got them going," end quote. How significant, in your opinion, was Jackson's role, especially in that first half, Mike?
Well, Jim, I mean, he's a terrific player. I think I told you the last time we talked, he can play anywhere. He can play anywhere in the country. He wouldn't be Kentucky's best frontline player, but he would help them win games. He's big as a house. He's got great hands, a terrific passer. And when we can play through him, and if you play him one-on-one, that's going to be really hard for you. They doubled him last night. The rotation's bad. We throw the ball to the basket, and we get a dunk. We do run so much through him because of his skill and ability to score pass and, you know, handle the ball. And you'll see much the same stuff tomorrow. I hope we have some luck with it.
Hey, Mike, one more thought about him. There's a great, great story about Jackson from a while back. He had put himself in a position to graduate early, and there were going to be big programs that would love to bring him in as a graduate transfer. So you drove 7 hours from campus to his home to make your pitch to keep him. How'd that conversation go? What did you say?
Yeah, it's a great story. I did. You know, I mean, in this day and age, you've got to recruit your own at times. And it was after his sophomore year, you're kind of looking into the, you know, into the future a little bit. And, you know, he's going to be a coveted guy. Some of these guys, Jim, it's embarrassing. They have lists of kids that have redshirted during their careers in hopes that they may graduate and, you know, leave and play 1 year another place. So getting out in front of that, I did. I made that drive. I'm from Virginia. He's in Winchester in the eastern part of the state. And drove up there, sat down with him. We had a bite to eat together. And early in the conversation, I started going down that road, and he stopped me. And he said, wait a second. Are you telling me you drove all the way up here to have this conversation? I said, well, yeah, you're kind of important to me there, big fella. And he said, well, you just wasted a lot of time. I would never even entertain the thought. I'm not going anywhere. You're stuck with me. Mm. And I got back in my car, and I drove another 7 hours back home, and he never blinked. Never one time did I ever hear anything about the possibility of him being shopped around. And just the kind of person he is. He's really smart, really, really a smart person, a great student. And, he loves his experience at Wofford.
Mike, that is a great story. That is a great story. Mike Young is the head coach at Wofford. He joins us for a few more moments. So now you're going to face Kentucky tomorrow. Before we talk about that matchup, you have never been afraid to take on huge programs. But what's it mean to hear Wofford versus Kentucky in the NCAA tournament for the right to go to the Sweet 16? How's that sound?
I've pinched myself a couple of times here. Are you kidding me? Wofford versus the University of Kentucky, national television. Coach Cal, T.J. Washington, I hope he plays. I hate seeing kids get hurt. The history and tradition of that program. And for our boys, you know, to strap it up and go compete against them tomorrow is a dreamlike stuff. And we've got our hands full. It's Kentucky. They're really good. But we look forward to it. I know my boys will fight like dogs and try to put ourselves in position to win another one.
All right, so you had the chance to see Kentucky walk onto the practice floor the other day. What do you make of what you saw, and what jumps out to you the most about Kentucky?
Yeah, I quickly turned around and walked back out, hoping that my eyes were playing tricks on me. I've never seen we played North Carolina earlier. Coach Williams was kind enough to come to Spartanburg, and they're just enormous. But their front line and any of their guards are just big men. And, they're good basketball players, really skilled. I was just struck by their sheer size and how well they move. And it'll be a challenge.
Yeah, Mike, one last thought about Fletcher before I let you go, and I really appreciate your time. During that game, I mean, you're focused on the game, but you've had a little bit of time right now. What's it mean to see him set that NCAA record for threes and to do it on that big of a stage?
I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for, what he's accomplished at our place. Jim, I continue to go back to, the record's great, but the sweat equity and – the work that that young man has put in during his time here is uncommon. You don't see guys work like he does to get better every day, every day. And, you know, to see that rewarded doesn't always happen. But this didn't happen by accident. It didn't happen because he wanted it to. It happened because he worked his tail off. And, you know, he's reaping those benefits and rewards now.
I'd like to reiterate, Mike, you've been the head coach there 17 years. You've been at that school 30 years. And now Wofford's got an NCAA tournament victory under their belt and a great, great opportunity going up against Kentucky tomorrow on CBS. Mike, congrats. Really great of you to come on and share your thoughts on that. Good luck tomorrow, and it's great to talk to you again, Mike.
Jim, I really appreciate you having me on. I love your show, and I wish you well.
I wish you well, Mike. I love talking to you. That was a lot of fun. I appreciate you sharing your thoughts. What a great story that is. This is why he keeps... Well, that rapping's a tough game, dog. This is why this is the best event in sports. It's so great to hear somebody like that. He's the coach of the year, the sporting news coach of the year. He is the Southern Conference coach of the year four times in the last decade. And he says, man... You have any idea? Like, I got to pinch myself. We're going up against Kentucky and Coach Cal. 30 years at that program, and that was their first NCAA tournament win. 17 years as a head coach. So now you know. If you didn't know before, now you know. Now you know about Wofford, and you should know. We've already had him on, and we've had McGee on, and now you know what you're watching when you see them go up against Kentucky. All right, checking out the action, early action, Texas Tech and Northern Kentucky. Both of those coaches have been on the program. 10-10 first half, 12-10 now, Texas Tech. That's a 14-3. Second half, 7-10 matchup, Cincinnati 59, Iowa 55.